This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. That was almost like a speed talking challenge. You spoke really quickly there. And you're going to get on it, huh? But when I was a kid, there was a Micro Machine commercial man that spoke so fast. He was the world's fastest speaker. He could just talk so quickly. And every kid my age wanted to get Micro Machines because the fast talking guy. Kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Valor, how are you doing?
Good.
Anything new with you?
Well, so I just got my Switch the other day.
Tell people about saving up for that thing, because you have been doing a great job being in money mode.
I've been saving up for it for like, I don't know, maybe like...
a few months?
Yeah, maybe like 3 months. Maybe three.
$900 in 1 month.
Maybe for 3 months. And I've owned so much. And I have gotten up to $192.
It's amazing.
I know.
So we're going to pay half, and you're going to pay half, and you're getting one today from Facebook Marketplace, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not, it's $180, so my mom's going to pay half. I'm going to pay $90, she's going to pay $90. So, fun.
And Gigi's going to get it for you because it's in Missouri, right? It's pretty cool. So everybody's really in on this, aren't they?
Yeah. And I already got all of my wallets situated with 90 bucks now.
Mm-hmm.
It barely even could hold them.
Yeah, a lot. That much money makes a wallet fat. You got to be careful with all that money, though, don't you?
I know.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. Ransom, what's new with you?
Not much.
What are you guys thinking about Friday, our hunting morning?
I am going to get one this year. I am going to get one. No matter what, Asa Pritchard has been telling us, when are you going to do the Sons and Slaves podcast again? And he just shot a deer.
He got a good one too, didn't he?
He got a 10-pointer.
Nice 10-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Did a great job.
And I wanted to announce that.
We should have him on the show to talk about it.
We should have him on the show to talk about it.
We definitely should.
Wait,
Asa,
yes.
Pritchard, you've got to be on the show. If you're up for it, let us know.
Uh-huh.
So cool. So hopefully we get a story like that for you. And Valor's going to be in the stand on Friday as well, aren't you? He's just going to be there watching, though. We have to have somebody drag the deer after we kill him, you know?
I'm 7.
Maybe. So
yes.
I've got a tag. Ransom's got a tag. So we're hopefully going to both get one.
We're going to both Friday. Get
You think so? Mm-hmm. You get the first one. That's how it's going to go down.
Yeah, because...
So you guys ready to know what we're going to talk about today from Boyhood and Beyond? And look at this, guys. We are almost done with this book. Can you believe it?
Mm-mm.
It's been a long time. Over a year we've been doing Sons and Slaves podcast now.
Wait a second. You sure?
Yep. It's been over a year.
Was Oak born?
I think so, yeah. No, he was not born. Today we're talking about preparing for a wife. Now, are you guys excited about one day, as you're growing into manhood, one day God's going to bring you a wife? You pretty excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
You got to marry a good woman, don't you?
Baby.
What are some things about the woman? What are some things about your future wife that you hope are true about her?
I hope she's a good cook.
Okay. You want her to be a good cook?
I hope she's as good as mom.
I hope she's as good of a cook as mom?
I hope she's as pretty as mom.
Okay. You hope she's pretty? You hope she's a good cook? What else?
I hope that she loves me, and I just really
spanks
hope she's
kids.
A good woman.
You hope she spanks your kids? Spanking your kids is important, right? But you obviously, she's got to love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I've always said. I think this is a pretty good thing.
She has to be a Christian.
It has to be a Christian, that's right.
Be a Christian.
Four things, here they are. Number one, you got to be attracted to her. She's got to be pretty. You got to marry a pretty girl, right? Number two, she's got to be a Christian. You have to be attracted to her. That's always what draws you in first, is some sort of physical attraction.
Number one, she has to be a good cook and be
Beautiful.
That's your number one? Okay, yeah, beautiful and good. Those are two things. Number two, I always say she's got to be a Christian. If she's not, and, you know, if she's not like a rock solid, she's got to be a real Christian, you know, not like some fake Christian that just says, oh, yeah, I love Jesus, blah, blah, blah. She's got to love the Lord. Number three, she's got to love being a woman. And that's one of the ways that you can tell if she is a really a Christian or not. Does she take womanhood seriously? Because if she's the kind of girl that just wants to be a man, that is gross. And you don't want that. You don't want some feminist girl. All right? Number four, she's got to really love you. And if you can find that combination, really pretty, loves Jesus, she loves being a woman, and she loves you, oh my goodness, guys.
And cooking.
And cooking. And cooking. Cooking's very important. Valor really loves food. So now, with all that said, let's look into what Bob says in Boyhood and Beyond about preparing for a wife. One of the things he calls our attention to is learning to treat women rightly by treating your sister and your mom in the way they should be treated, okay? Now, at your age, it might be kind of funny thinking about marriage. That topic might feel like making you laugh at this point, but that's okay, because it's not time for you to get married yet, right? Because it's kind of a long way off for you guys. Even so, you don't want to miss a chance to learn lessons about marriage. You can do some things today that are going to prepare you to be the best man and husband that you can be. It's not that you need to rush into marriage, but it's better to be ready before the occasion than to struggle after you get married. God designed the perfect classroom for marriage. And you know what that classroom training is?
What?
Classroom training is the household. You have a little sister or a big sister, and you have a mama. Yes, Valor.
My good question was, she can't just act like a Christian. She has to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And she must think God died for everyone's sins, it's not in the same way. Only people that are Christians like that.
Mm-hmm.
She has to know that for, like, us to marry, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to understand the atonement. That's some deep theology you're talking about there. That Jesus didn't die for everybody in the same way.
No.
He died for his church to save them. And he died for everybody else in a general way. And that's an important distinction, isn't it?
Yeah.
So today, let's learn about the household, the training ground for marriage. Okay, you guys want, you know, I think that's a good point though, Valor. You want to make sure that you guys agree on what the Bible teaches, don't you? Yeah. Okay, good stuff. Now, you have a little sister and you have a mama. And little sisters, they really love their big brother, don't they? Doesn't Providence love you guys?
Yeah.
Goodness. And she is so cute and she thinks you guys are just awesome.
That was kind of hard to explain anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain. Yeah, back to the theology stuff. Okay, it's like little sisters, Bob says, are pre-programmed to love big brothers. Wow, that's amazing. And she might just be the one to teach you how to be a good husband. Close brothers and sisters think about one another. Their everyday lives show it. A strong sibling relationship shouts to a world full of broken family ties. Two people, despite their faults, they can still love one another. Because brothers and sisters always love one another, don't they? Now, there's some practical tips about how to learn to be a husband by being a good big brother. What Bob says is you got to get to know your sister's desires. If they're good and godly desires that she has, then one of the things that you can do is do what you can to help her see those desires to come true. If they're not godly desires, well, obviously, you got to care for your sister. You got to watch out for your sister. And you can exercise the leadership in her life by helping her say, no, that's not good. That's not a good thing. But if you can find out what she loves that honors the Lord, then help her to succeed with those desires. Another thing that Bob says that you can do is be gentle with your sister. And this goes with your mom. Always be gentle. A man never needs to be harsh with his wife or his sister, does he? No. A man is strong. God made us strong. Why did God make you guys strong?
Because he loves us.
Okay, but
because he wants us to protect women.
That's right, protect. That's a big reason that we're stronger, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're protectors. And we don't use our strength to bully, do we?
Mm-mm.
Another practical thing we can talk about is understanding your sister's fears and either protecting her or helping her to overcome those fears. What are some things that your sister's afraid of? What are some things your sister's afraid of?
screaming at all?
Everything.
Bugs. Well, I don't really know. You could say bugs, spiders.
Bugs, spiders.
Wait, stink bugs.
The darks.
Stink bugs.
Stink bugs, the darks.
She's terrified of stink bugs.
Terrified of those things? Okay, so guys out there, think through, what are your sister's fears? Now, how could you guys help Providence overcome those fears?
Stay by her.
Okay, stay by her. Maybe when it goes dark, stand by her and say it's going to be okay. Hold her hand. Okay?
So, I want to tell you a really funny story about Providence and a stink bug. So, at Christmas, there had been a stink bug in one of her toys that she was getting. It was like a Barbie, I think. And when she saw that, she screamed bloody murder.
Goodness
she
gracious.
She screamed, oh my gosh. So, that was her screaming prime.
So that's a great example of a fear. Well, you can help her overcome those fears. Because for ladies, for boys, we're all going to have fears in our life. And clearly it's important that we overcome those fears. Hopefully Providence, when she's a 12-year-old, still isn't scared of stink bugs. Right? Mm-hmm. Or the dark.
Or the dark.
Yes.
Now they're still scared.
So here's what...
Kind of.
Now listen, here's what Bob tells us. He said, be her coach instead of her opponent. And we could even say this, be her coach instead of her critic. Instead of making fun of her, oh, Bravi, you're scared of bugs, you're scared of bugs, or you're scared of the dark, you're scared of the dark. No, instead, make it your responsibility to help her overcome those fears. Then she won't be afraid anymore. That's exercising leadership even in your home.
Well, you're scared of trying to catch a ball, football.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that we can do, Bob says that you can develop thoughtfulness. Develop thoughtfulness by practicing on your sister. Let her have the biggest piece of pie. Or let her pick the best seat in the car. Treat her with courtesy. Open the door for her. Find her coat. Introduce her to friends. Help her get her shoes on. And when she does well at something, praise her. When her faults show up, forgive her quickly and then cover them. Isn't that a great way to treat a sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can't you see?
If a snake's about...
Let me ask...
Kill it.
Okay, let me ask you this. If every time Providence messed something up, you guys made fun of her and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that, do you think that'd be good for her or bad for her?
Bad.
Yeah. So, what do you think the consequences would be in the life of a boy who treated his sister badly like that? What do you think he's gonna... How do you think he's gonna treat his wife one day? Bad.
Very bad.
Bad, right? So it's very important that you guys learn to treat your sister and to treat your mom with respect and kindness, isn't it?
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yes, go ahead, Valor.
So once we were playing Shulk Punk, and we got a new one. Now it's named Chameleon, and we were playing in it, and a wasp? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was on top of the slide, and Fluffy was sliding down, and Bub too. So I went up there and killed it with my bare hand, and it stung me.
Ooh.
I saved them for playing Shulk Punk.
That was amazing, and you did that for your sister, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because
you accidentally stepped on.
Well, he protected, though. That's the whole point.
I killed it.
You sacrificed your own self.
Then I was holding it, then it stung me.
When you were holding it?
When it was dead.
Yeah, dead wasps can still sting.
It was a bee.
Dead bees can still sting, apparently. Mm-hmm. But I'm really proud of you for that, because that's just the training ground. That's what Bob's saying. That's the whole point, is if you get this, then you get the path to being the best husband you can be one day. Now, one thing that you guys can practically do today is think about your mom and sister and just ask the question, what can I do to be kind to them today? What could I do to make their life easier today? Ask God to give you strength to do that thing. So, what's one nice thing you guys think you can do for your mom today?
Do the dishwasher.
Okay, do your chores with a good attitude, I would add.
Yeah.
What do you think, Valor?
Which is hard.
Maybe help Bub do the dishwasher.
Okay, what about pick up after yourself?
Yeah, I'd make a leaf pile for them.
They make a leaf pile for them, huh? You think Mom and... I think that's something you would like. I don't know if that's something that Mommy and Providence would like.
Bub.
Okay.
I would love that.
Is there anything else you guys think you could do for
Mom and Providence?
Mom and Providence?
I got one.
What?
Make Provy a Barbie.
Oh, instead of making a Barbie, what if you played with her toys with her for a little bit? Do you think she would like that?
I got one.
I think she would like.
How about make a thing that you put on your trees?
An ornament?
Yeah, ornament. I made a pink ornament.
How about this?
Incense.
How about this also? Anytime your mom asks you or tells you to do something, what if you said, yes, ma'am, and did the right thing right away without complaint? You think that would be kind to her?
Okay.
That's respect. What about anytime your mom today went to sit down? What if you pulled the chair out for her to sit down and then push the chair back in as she sits down? Think that'd be a good way to treat her?
I have something to say.
You think that'd be a good way to treat her?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
How about make her a drink?
Make her a drink. You could ask her, what kind of drink do you want, Mom? Mm-hmm. And then bring her a drink. Or you could ask your sister when she's down for movie rest, hey, what do you want to drink? And bring her a drink. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Maybe water.
Huh?
Maybe water. She likes water.
Maybe water. And then...
She likes water a lot.
And then if this happens, if a wild, rabid dog breaks into our house and tries to attack your mom and sister, what are you going to do today?
Kill it.
Do whatever.
Really short mess.
What if it cuts you and bites you?
Kill it.
You still fight to the death, don't you?
Yeah, even if it bit my head off.
Well, guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for being a part of this episode today.
Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Yep, bye-bye.
Got that right.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.